everybody. We're back. Lou and me. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano here on WVOX. And we are about to go back to our phones, 914-636-0110. We have another caller, but before we do, my good friend Lou would like to make an announcement and an offer of congratulations.
Congratulations to Tim Idoni, county clerk. I heard that he's ahead now and with the absentee ballots and everything. You know, a lot of people like Tim, a lot of people don't like him. But if when you look at where Raw Plug used to be, and you look at Marshall's, and you look at the Palmer Avenue corridor, that was Tim Idoni negotiate with Joe Moresi from Raw Plug, and they brought industry into an area that didn't affect traffic. It's a two-lane road, east and west. So kudos to Tim.
Yeah, I got a second that, Lou, and I've been something of a political antagonist forever ago with Tim, but credit is due. He is, to me, the type of Democrat we can all support. To me, he's a middle-of-the-road Democrat, pro-business, pro-people, right down the line. Tim, congratulations to you. And I will say, I think the future of the Democratic Party lies with people like him. We'll get to the Republicans later, but first we have to find responsible Democrats to win office and save that party.
But the guy 40 years in office and they put somebody up surprisingly against, that was wrong.
Remarkable.
So nobody's safe no more.
No, not at all.
Nobody's safe no more.
Yeah, no tradition, no banking.
No respect.
No bank.
That word is gone.
You're right, but of course, no banking of good deeds. I mean, I'm not defending parties. They got their own problems. And for me, Lou, as a Republican in New Rochelle, as you will attest,
yes.
We got nothing for parties in general. The Republican Party in New Rochelle, I don't want to say the word, but it rhymes with Lux, and we know that. But let's face it, the party meaning and value has fallen off recently. And again, we're all in favor of insurgents and new ideas, but this is completely the opposite. It's just gotten too far. Here's a young person from Yonkers. Good for her. She did a good job. But let's face it, the main reason she went that far was her novelty. She's new. Tim Idoni was of an older tradition. And I don't think that's a reason to change horses for any reason. We have to go back to basics. Experience matters. Putting in your time in the party and in your community matters. Things have gotten out of hand. And the Democrats are going to be the holders up of tradition, and they've got to learn you can't throw everything out in the name of change. We gotta look backwards before we move forwards. In any case, this is Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano on WVOX, 914-636-0110. Let's go to our caller, Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I just think that the Democrats have term limits, and that's called the squad. And I don't think they're only in Washington. I think they're all over the place.
Oh, kudos to you. That's a great insight.
I think every Democrat who has been in office for a long time, even Tim, Noam, whoever, have to really watch their back.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, they're going to have to run primaries, and that's not a bad thing either, Steve.
Not at all. No, I agree.
No, I agree with that.
No, if you, Lorraine, Lou, if you believe in term limits, as I do, you know, we've heard the machine-like response, well, we have term limits, they're called elections. That's not always true when you have machines in active survival mode, such as in New Rochelle and other places. But let's face it, Democrat machine or not, we need choice, we need term limits, and this is not against any particular incumbent. We need choice, we need meaningful choice. But I got to tell you, the Democrat Party, I think, has to reinvent itself. What does it stand for? It does, to me, it does not stand for anything other than Republican. It's got to go back to famous principles of the Democratic Party, the modern party. Both parties have sad pasts, partly. But what does the Democratic Party stand for? Go back to John F. Kennedy, Harry Truman. There are great memories of the Democratic Party, as there are of the Republican Party. The Democrats can't keep running to the left, Lorraine. Would you agree?
No, I agree with you, but I think they're too afraid to say what they really stand for.
For sure.
Because they know they'll
right.
never get elected.
Yeah, that's true.
In this day and age.
You know, you're right, but let me just imagine this for a second, Lorraine.
Yes.
Again, we'll go back to you. If a Democrat just stood up for what they believe in, not just to be elected and veering more left, beyond any intention of carrying out these policies like of course, open borders and Social Security for residents of, let's face it, Mexico City. You know, that's in the works. Politicians have found ways of giving Social Security benefits to immigrants, I believe many of them illegal, who paid into our Social Security system. Credit to them for helping our system, but why should they be getting any benefit? They were here illegally. My point being, Democrats, start defending your hallowed principles. I know there are many. And go back to Kennedy and Truman. Stand up for something. It might mean, Lorraine Liu, that they lose a primary election, but imagine what might happen. Heaven forbid they lose the election and a radical comes in, and perhaps in the general election, you might even find a Republican running, right? And he doesn't have to go to the far right. He could represent the broad middle, which has both Republicans and Democrats, like in the old days. And that's how these things play out. But you see in every primary election nowadays, you see everybody running to the left in the Democrat Party.
Correct.
The Republican Party maybe elsewhere is different, but in the dynamic of New York, there you have it.
Well, and two, I wouldn't hold up Kennedy as a great president, to tell you the truth.
Well, I didn't say his moral fiber. He did a pretty good job on economics and in presenting at least a bold face to the Soviets. I know
when he wasn't
long story
in the swimming pool, I guess, right?
When he was out of the swimming pool, and when there weren't foreign East German spies, built like Jane Russell. I'll give Marilyn Monroe a break. When there weren't foreign spies built like Jane Russell around, he was pretty much attuned to the
business. But I wanted to say, on concerns of Nourishel, a very knowledgeable person wrote that our high school at sporting events does not play the national anthem.
Interesting.
Wow, I never knew that.
I never knew it either. So this is something in September.
Uh-huh.
When when they start their sports, really going to look into
good
this.
For you. And,
good
and,
for you.
And something for me to raise, I believe, tomorrow night when I believe there is a school board meeting, New Rochelle City School District, I am planning to attend. I will have to register in advance, or I will try to speak. Can you sign up at on-site, too?
I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah, you don't trust
anything. Don't know what they're going, if they'll change anything.
Right. And who knows, there may be so many speakers.
Yes.
I wouldn't count on it.
You have to register, I think, before 3 o'clock the day of the meeting.
Okay. Well, I will follow the rules because
follow the rules,
because
Steve,
because I respect the Politburo, excuse me, the school board.
Yes.
I respect all the rules. But I will tell you, Lorraine, that's one other thing to take up, because you know I have a lot of questions about diversity, critical race theory, and equity and inclusion. I want to know where we stand on it. And I know from several friends whose family are currently in the system, DEI, diversity, et cetera, is very much alive in New Rochelle. You don't hear much of it because the big news is up county and other newer suburbs where a lot of this radical stuff is new. But it's been in New Rochelle for years. I think, Lorraine, you'll attest to that.
Well, I mean, every time someone says they moved to New Rochelle, it was because of the diversity.
Of course.
But
diversity
is
wonderful. I'm all in favor of diversity.
But to say that and live it are two different things, Steve. We know that.
And you know what? Diversity to me is fine. And my friend said, you know, there are so few black teachers in one school district or another. I said, so hire more black teachers, right? We don't need propaganda sessions telling infants and adolescents that we need diversity. We need parents buying into it. I don't know an adult in north of the Mason-Dixon line, to say the least, who doesn't believe in diversity as a general idea.
Yes, I agree with you.
I think it's a false argument, but your point is made. We are
but I'm just
Nourishel.
Wondering if it's the people that are bringing it forth that are so angry, or if our children, the current children in the schools, are that angry. I don't know.
What do you mean
angry?
I'd
love to hear from the kids.
What do you mean angry?
Well, angry that, you know, they're not given certain classes, that they're overlooked. I mean, I want to know if the students in school now feel that way.
Wouldn't that be
I really don't think they don't. I think it's
I don't think so either.
It's forced into them by the adults.
I think it's the adults that are bringing these kids' heads.
Lorraine,
that's what I think it is.
Lorraine, that's an excellent question, and it's been my point as long as I've been conscious of this critical, et cetera, and diversity, et cetera, issue. You know, in the last 6 months, to say the least, by now, I do get the idea that this is mainly the obsession of graduates of education colleges and graduate departments than of the actual students or the students' families. I think most students I know, minority and otherwise, want their kids to be well-trained, well-prepared for civic, economic, and personal lives after graduation. They don't really care about diversity as counted by the color of the skin of your teacher.
I know, because, I mean, I've been to events where the football team gets up to take, you know, get a prize, or they're there wanting to have, you know, certain people that were helping them stay in the district, and they're all together on the stage, and they make their presentations, and they all seem to be getting along, and I don't understand what is happening. I mean, I really don't think it's the children.
That must be irresistible for a do-gooder, and we're all in favor of doing good, but some people get carried away. They can't help speaking up for the kids, right, Lou?
Yeah.
Well, that's basic.
But, I mean, we have high school seniors, juniors. They can certainly speak at a meeting.
I'd love
to hear from them.
Absolutely.
Right?
But, no, we have to hear from paid experts. And I think you've heard already, New York University has an education school. I believe it's named after Steinhardt, a very successful and wealthy family. And they are the chief purveyors, at least in the metro area, of critical race theory thinking and DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Again, all generally interesting ideas, but not something to be imposed on kids, if you ask me.
No, I mean, can our schools be improved? Yes, they can. They can. I'm not going to say that they can't be improved.
Yep.
Our school's inertia, elementary, middle, high school, we can always do better. Is it so bad?
Point made. Well, if you want to keep talking, Lorraine, I don't know where your schedule is. Please stay on over the break. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVOX, Mondays, 5:30, 1460 a.m. We'll be right back. The trees are so high.
This is WVOX.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
LinkedIn highlights top 50 companies providing employees with the best growth opportunities. The social networking and career building site ranked companies in areas like ability for telecommuting, skill growth and advancement, company stability, and gender diversity. To qualify for the list, each company had to have at least 500 employees as of the end of last year and had to have staff reductions of less than 10% during 2020. Despite recent complaints from some employees over working conditions, Amazon secured the top spot for opportunities, which includes significant growth within the company. Amazon also provides a tuition-free tech academy and has committed $700 million for skill improvement programs. 10% of the companies making the list are in the healthcare field. Other companies receiving high marks include JPMorgan Chase, AT&T, Bank of America, and CVS Health. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You spent a long time tucked in. Tucked into your home. Tucked into your auto-playing streaming box. Not anymore. Now you can untuck. Untuck a road trip. Untuck a Saturday tailgate. Then untuck a Sunday tailgate, too. Untuck a concert and dance like you've never danced before. Untuck whatever you damn well please. And if you want to look good while doing it, untuck with the shirt made for this moment. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Find your shirt today at untuckit.com.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello, everybody. Steve and Lou, Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione, and we're on the phone with Lorraine, who's, I don't think it's unfair to say she's expert in all matters education. I don't know how you're trained, Lorraine. I know you're a business executive in your civilian life, but you've been very interested in New Rochelle education as long as I know you, which is more probably 15 years or more. So credit to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve, for saying that. I just want to briefly mention our wonderful celebrations for 4th of July this year.
You're going to hear a pin drop, right?
I mean, I understand the fireworks, yeah. But, you know, and I understand that if you wanted to do certain things, you have to take out permits and insurance and whatever. But if we knew 2 months ago that nothing was going to be done, things would have gotten done. I mean,
there's nothing going on, right?
Nothing.
If you listen to my presentation on the show here, I generally don't watch the news that's local or international unless there's a real reason. But I take your advice, and it's a shame. Could it have something to do with the present incumbent mayor having a war against veterans at present? Does that have something to do with it?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it wouldn't be a politically right photo op for him.
Right.
You know? I mean, but he's supposed to be bringing the city together.
Couldn't you imagine that? And, you know, when he didn't get what he felt was fair treatment by the veterans, he went and formed his own veterans committee. Good for him. He's entrepreneurial, to say the least. But maybe even his House Veterans Group would have put something on if they're worth anything. I can tell you that the American Legion Group at 112 North Avenue, was that Chapter 8?
Yes.
Assemblyman Tochi and friends and associates, Dennis Starr and the rest, they're very willing and able to come to the city's aid. Haven't heard anything about it from the mayor or the
nothing. He's on vacation, supposedly.
Well, good for him. Well, there are council people there.
Yes, there are.
I don't think any of them
are
in danger.
Council people.
Not one of them is in danger of losing his race for the election.
I don't mind celebrating different holidays and having different events. That's wonderful.
Yep.
But these are basic holidays.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Lorraine, let me mention that to you because a couple of weeks back I went to an event at City Hall. It was Pride Day.
Yes.
For members of our LGBT, et cetera, community. And good for them.
Yes.
I think it's a worthy observance. But I have to tell you, and I'm not big at counting or identifying people. I don't have radar or gaydar. I will tell you, there were more politicians at this event than there were members of that community, if you know what I'm getting at. And again, I don't really care. But there literally were more people, I think, for photo ops and a chance to talk than there were to do good by the population of the city. And I think that's just symbolic of the times.
That's going for the left end of the party.
What's that?
That's going for the left end of the party.
And without
exactly
a doubt.
What that was.
Without a doubt. And if that's what politics is about today, wonderful. But if there's time for Pride Day, let there be time for the nation's birthday.
Correct. Yes.
Amazing.
And there were more talk about Thomas Paine on the TV than there was in our city.
Can you believe it?
I didn't realize how important he was.
That's a very good point. We have more claim to him than anybody except Dick Van Dyke.
Well, that's another thing. We're well known for Dick Van Dyke.
No common sense.
Yes. But I hope people remember this when election time comes around. That's
unfortunately, you don't. And you know, when somebody earlier mentioned school board and school responsibility, no, you said parents should rise up and take charge of education. When you realize that way under 10% of the population, or under 5 or 6% of the voting age population, voted in the last budget and board election.
Mm-hmm.
I think the prospects for New Rochelle education being managed by the parents and stakeholders like residents, whether you have kids here or not, or kids have grown, I think it's very, very unpromising.
Yeah, it's very bleak, I think.
And look who we've left it up to. We've left it to politicians who have no danger of losing their positions in City Hall. Let's all pray for term limits on some planet in some oncoming eon. And also a school board that, to me, is completely immune to normal discussions, even arguments. You go to a school board meeting, Lorraine, wait for a droplet of sweat or spittle to come out of somebody out of argument, fierce discussion, and you'll die in the vine.
I know. I mean, it's remarkable that they all vote alike.
Incredible.
And there's no discussion. And also now, I think when they vote, they should say to the public why they're voting that way.
I think it's a great idea.
you know, which they don't do, unless it's an important vote. So I don't know what makes something important and what's not important.
Can't know from this group, but I'll tell you, we have two new board members. Is that true, too?
Well, three. So we do have three, but one started already because they had to fill in for Paul's seat. Well, and we're going to have two new ones tomorrow.
Wonderful. Well, let's pray that they carry the day and introduce some new thinking.
Well, I'm praying for the superintendent. I mean, you know, I have no idea what this guy is about, but we'll see tomorrow.
Very good idea, Lorraine. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a good week. Thank you.
All right. You know, I go back to the old school board. It was my favorite. David Lacker.
Yes.
Chris Ann.
Yep.
Mary Jane Reddington. You remember Mary Jane Reddington?
Mary, she was wonderful. What a classic Reddington.
She was a classic woman. I go back to the old days when they talked or whatever like that, and they cared about the kids. It was not, they didn't care about all this far-left propaganda that they want to push through now. They cared about the kids, and they thought what was best for the kids. In those meetings, not just what the left tells them to do.
Right. There was more of an idea of the general welfare, the general good, and you're right.
Exactly.
There was less ideology either of the left, this mad one-worldness nonsense, and from to be fair, very little talk about nationalism. There wasn't even discussion about a language or citizenship, Lou. There was no need for such a talk.
It was all about the kids, and that's what it was about.
Of course, and everybody who bothered trying to come into the United States generally tried to come in lawfully.
Yes.
There was no need for the false bravado today of the extreme left or the countermeasures of the right. We all agreed citizenship was worth earning and doing it the right way, the old way, the legal way. But let us pray and hope on this very important birthday of the United States. Thank you, dear audience. Thank you, Lou.
And all right, thank you, Steve.
See you all next week.
All right, we'll be back next week. God bless everybody.
And thank you, Engineer Chuck, tonight.
All right.